Hello, little flower. You're probably wondering how you got here. How you ended up like this. I'll give you a moment to collect yourself. To process everything. I'm still getting ready, so don't worry. You have a little time. Everything has to be perfect before I put in the final piece. Please, darling, be quiet. Stop struggling. You know I'm quite meticulous about these things, and all this noise you're making is making it difficult. Don't you want to get this over with? So then let me concentrate. I'm not gonna let you go. You know, my art form is largely misunderstood like this. The idea that a man arranging flowers like this is so unheard of, so looked down upon. It's ridiculed. After all, there are no gold medals, no badges, no awards. I can't puff my chest out and show off trinkets given for my glory in combat. But it's fine, it's fine. You may not understand it quite yet. They may not understand it quite yet. But someone out there does. Someone out there still understands the language of flowers. Someone out there still understands what I'm saying. If people would just stop and think, there's nothing more human than floral arrangement. What's more human than taking something that exists naturally and then perfecting it, after all? What's more human than designing the natural world to fit their vision of it? Mankind has always taken the hands that God gave them to reshape the world in His image. We take our rocks and make tools, we use our tools and we break stones, we repeat this cycle continuously, inevitably. We rip apart what exists and we make something new. Something better, something useful, something beautiful. That's what's so compelling about art, you know? It's like the expression of one's biology. Tell me, darling, lately, hasn't art felt rather dead to you? Almost as if all ideas have been done, all pictures have been painted, every song's been sung, and nothing's been born, nothing's new. Why do you think that is? Why have all these portraits stopped moving? Why have sculptures lost their sense of life? Why are all these so-called art galleries just an arrangement of purchased corpses with artists' names and tiny plaques on the wall? The answer is pretty simple. Art has lost something. Artists have forgotten something. We used to crush things, emulsify them, to press down on them and drain them of color. We used to paint with the weight of life in every stroke. We used to destroy in order to create. And with time, we've forgotten. There's no more wonder in blue, because the ocean and the sky are already in our hands. There's no more light in yellow, because the sun can be turned on with a flick of a switch. There's no more vitality in red, because medicine has made living a long life almost a guarantee. There's no life in all these colors, only acrylic. We've abandoned all these wonderful things. Art has abandoned these things, except for one form of art. Flowers. Flowers still remember. Floral arrangement still remembers. I'm reminded of this every time I cut at the stem. The way its sweet nectar leaks out from the wound and douses my fingers. It's exhilarating. You know what's so exciting about it? What's so tragic about it? You can't undo what you've done once you make that cut. You can't take it back. I can't take it back. Once you make that first tear, you can't bring it back to life. And all that's left is to make it beautiful. So we uproot them. We cut their stems, we snip their thorns, we tear their leaves, and we place them on display. With all these other beautiful torn up flowers, we make a magnificent show of their beauty while they wither away before our very eyes. We applaud the artist's willingness to sacrifice their lives for the sake of creating something, to rearrange life in their vision. And that's the real language of flowers. Not these words and meanings and all these silly little attachments we give to them. It's the weight that you can feel in your hands. It's a feeling in full bloom before it dries up, before the moment passes, before it dies. It is the sap that trickles down when you cut it. It's the residue left after you reshape it. It's the audience reveling in its final moments, a willing participant. And if you're quiet enough, if you listen hard enough, you can still hear them. You can still hear the water as life abandons them. You can still hear the wind carrying their pollen. You can still hear them speaking. Tell me, can you hear them now? Do you understand me now? Do you understand them now? Can you hear their agony? Can you hear them cursing how beautiful they are? Look at this. Can you see it? When you look close, you begin to notice, don't you? You get to notice the cuts. You notice the missing leaves, their little indentions, the ever so small curl of their petals as they dry out, the gentle stiffness as they lay there, bent and pinned and nailed and stuffed and tied and posed oh so meticulously. intentionally, painstakingly. Do you see it now? Can you hear them now? How beautiful it all is. And you, my darling, my love, my life. You are the most beautiful flower.